tell us the, let's start at the top here. What is the purpose of the new agency, NCATS, and what is the main problem it's trying to solve?
Well, you already defined the problem, which is that it does take too darn long for discoveries in basic biology, basic behavioral science to be translated into changes in healthcare. This is not a new story. This has been true for a long time. And we've got 27 institutes at the National Institutes of Health that are very interested on in both sides of that bridge. That is, they really want to know how to get better biological and behavioral science discoveries out to the public and to make sure they're making the right kind of science decisions. And they also want to have a bigger impact on healthcare. The purpose of this new institute, this which is called NCATS, is to try to build that bridge and to say, what can we do about the process? How can we understand this barrier better to be able to deliver more quickly the discoveries of science into changes in healthcare?
So just from a simple operational standpoint, is NCATS being staffed from people borrowed throughout other institutes? You come from the National Institutes of Mental Health, and you're acting director there. Is everybody kind of moving over from existing staff?
Exactly. It actually looks a little bit more like a reorganization from an administrative point of view. There's not a lot of new money here to begin to bring in additional employees. We look forward to that in the future. But at this point, it's taking two large programs, one that was in the Human Genome Research Institute and one that was in something called the National Center for Research Resources, and bringing them together to create this new entity.
Now, when it comes to getting devices and medical procedures and medicines approved, of course, the FDA has a big part of that, and sometimes they're seen as part of the problem. Are they involved in any of this effort in some way?
Very much so. In fact, part of what we've been wanting to do more of at the NIH is to reach out to the FDA and to create a much more workable partnership. And I think this new center is going to be the home for that. This is the place where there will be, and already are, some of the things we're moving in are directly collaborative efforts with the FDA and also with DARPA, which is one of the more exciting areas for innovation and discovery in the federal government.
You outlined what sounds like a pretty big challenge, building that bridge and developing the processes to make these translations. Given that, do you have a sense yet for what the day-to-day activities of this new center is going to be?
I do, and I can say that because some of this is already going on. So one of the biggest parts of this effort is going to be the 60 centers that are in academic health centers around the country that are provided with some infrastructure dollars to be able to support new and exciting clinical trials and clinical research. So a big part of what we do is simply to keep that going and to enrich it in various ways so that it's even more effective than what it's been doing for the last 6 or 7 years. But there's another piece of it that will live here in Bethesda, and that's going to be much more focused on making the tools that we need to be able to actually create this bridge to help us translate faster and better and maybe more efficiently. Those kinds of things will be actually taking on individual diseases as targets and trying to use those not so much to find the actual cure, but to learn how to find the cure. That is, to actually do experiments on the process by which discoveries are made. And all of us, the 27 institutes and centers at NIH, are involved in translation in various ways. But none of us do the kinds of work to actually improve the process of translation, and that's what NCATS can do.
We're speaking with Dr. Thomas Inzel, Acting Director of the National Center for Advancing Translational Science, NCATS. He's also Director of the National Institutes of Mental Health. And speaking from your position as the Mental Health Institute's Director, can you give us an example of the type of a type of disease you might be aware of where you know there's research that's close that you would like to see pushed over to where it can be useful as an example for the type of work NCATS might do?
Oh, absolutely. So autism is one of the disorders that's in the province that NIMH, the Mental Health Institute, works on. We have some really interesting behavioral interventions for autism, but, you know, we have a very limited toolbox when it comes to biomedical interventions. That's interesting because this is a developmental brain disease, and yet we're still largely limited to behavioral interventions to help kids and adults with autism. what this new entity could do is to begin to identify molecular targets that will be important to the disease process itself, and help us to identify how to go and tweak those targets in such a way that we can treat autism the way we treat many other biomedical problems. This is already happening in rare forms of autism, so we've just now are putting out the first trials to demonstrate that new medications will help, but we have a lot further to go in really making the progress we want here.
And do you see NCATS having a mission sort of in perpetuity, or is it out to solve a specific problem that at some point you'll be able to say, we've done it and we can stand down now?
Well, I'd love to think about that way for almost all of what NIH does. I mean, we do not have an institute for leprosy or for syphilis or for lots of disorders that really were major plagues of the early 20th century. So the way we think about our mission is that we're in it to win it, that we really want to be able to ultimately think of this as an investment and not as a subsidy. This new entity, clearly, if it is able to solve the problem of translation, which is not a 5 or 10 year problem, it's a longer term investment, it should get smaller and not larger over time. And that's what one would hope for. Part of what this new entity will do is focus on rare and neglected diseases. There are 6,000 of them, and we have treatments now for about 225 of them. So there's a lot to do, and it won't be done quickly.